In studio right now, we have the CEO of ELM, which you will explain what that is, Elite Lifestyle Management, and her name is Michelle St. Clair. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Yeah,
this is our high net worth show, Joe.
Yes, it is. I'm looking ahead at her beautiful...
Because our second guest is our sponsor, Brenda Geiger.
Absolutely. So, Michelle, tell us about you and how you got involved in the concierge lifestyle management business. It is an elite-looking brochure and website. So,
thank you. Well, most of our members are high-net-worth individuals, and we're a membership-based specialty concierge service. We're headquartered here in San Diego, although we service clients all around the country. Our primary members are headquartered here in San Diego and throughout California. We have different tiers of memberships, and basically we handle any and every lifestyle related task that might be from, day-to-day errands, picking up dry cleaning, grocery shopping, sourcing a caregiver, to organizing a last minute private jet, to a client had asked us to figure out how he can fly his own private plane into Cuba just to fish for 2 days. So describing what we do in the sense of putting it into categories is a little bit difficult because it's different each and every day. And because of the different tiers of memberships that we have and the different types of members that we have, we get a lot of different types of requests on the luxury scale, so to speak.
I can imagine.
Well, how did you get into this business?
Tell us about your history. Obviously,
you
must go back many years with hospitality and taking care of high net worth people. So, yeah, give us a little bit about your history. That would be great.
Well, I founded the company in 2014. Prior to that, I did event planning and. I don't know how I stumbled across the concept of private concierge. I didn't really know that this industry was out there. I believe I was just flipping through a book in a bookstore randomly, and something popped out at me about a concierge service for men. And
see, Joe, I told you bookstores are never going to go away. You always learn something.
Served a purpose.
Well, that's what an entrepreneur does. They see a need or a problem, and they come up with a solution. So, right?
Yeah. So that thought just kind of stuck in my head for a few days, and I started researching what a private concierge was, and I come to find out that American Express Black outsources their concierge to companies like ours, but on a much larger global scale.
Mm-hmm.
But they are private concierge companies. So. Upon further research, I found that there was nothing like that south of Los Angeles. And
I think of what you do is relating, for example, to the entertainment industry in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, Burbank, but certainly not south of here.
Right. And there's a lot of high net worth individuals here in Southern California, obviously. I mean, biotech capital and...
So you were working in the hotel industry originally, or...?
No hotel experience, but...
What'd you do before you started?
Events.
Yeah. Okay.
Event planning. Yeah, but what we handle, it's very different than when you...
Was it all in San Diego, though? Did you start here? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very different than what you would think of a traditional hotel concierge or a lobby concierge, because it goes so much further beyond that. That's why we say we're a lifestyle management and luxury concierge service.
So how'd you go about getting your first client? Because obviously that's... the first big deal is getting success with.
Right. So when we started, we just started with our private membership, which is called Club Elm. It's like our most elite kind of flagship membership. It consists of CEOs, entrepreneurs, sports players, people that are just cash rich and time poor.
Time poor, I think, is the key word there.
Time poor. So, I don't remember how we got our first client. I think it was through an ad that we had run in one of the local high-end magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, he's still our client today, and he's our favorite client.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, salt of the earth gentleman. But he walks into our office, and, he's got his alligator shoes and his alligator bag, and he's just a Southern gentleman. He pulls up in his Rolls Royce, and he says, I have an American Express Black, and I have a personal assistant. I've been looking for a company just like this. I just wanted to make sure that you guys were real people. Where do I sign up?
That's How about good. That?
And, we've been very, important in his life in the sense of just kind of being the glue that holds his lifestyle together, because he has multiple residences around the country, and
a lot of us regular folk can't even relate to the, I mean, this is the upper echelon, right, with homes all over the world, families
for
to
this,
deal with, maybe multiple
specific,
families.
Yes, for this specific membership it is. So these are the members that we get the, you know, requests for private planes and, last minute tickets to Hamilton that are going to cost $25,000 and they need them within 2 hours. So those types of requests come from...
Have there been any clients that have been so difficult that you said, well, this isn't going to work for us or whatever, or haven't you had that experience yet? Because I'm thinking Donald Trump.
We get a lot of different personalities, but, we have difficult clients that, just have certain mentalities, certain expectations, but we're very professional and discreet in everything that we do, so
sometimes that's what they like. These people are in such a, they want to...
Time is the key thing. I think most people don't realize that very wealthy individuals and wealthy families...
Yeah, but some are very demanding, Richard.
Very demanding, but the one thing they simply don't have is time.
Right.
Especially if you're running
but
a
the skill
successful
set that,
business.
The skill set that Michelle has, though, she just lets the water run off her back or whatever you want. Let's give the website again, richardclubelm.com. Which is easy enough. Very prestigious looking, I must say.
Great website. So we were talking about our, the luxurious tasks that we do for our high-end clients, but we started reaching out, once we got established with those clients and that membership to corporations and wealth management firms, high-end realtors, and they provide our services to their clients as a perk.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly wealth management firms, it seems to kind of be our niche. Corporations that are looking to, provide something really unique to their clients as an acquisition and retention tool. And
Employee benefits to the high-ranking executive.
Exactly.
Who
have
no time.
And this is a really unique offering. I mean, you're basically giving your clients their most valuable asset, which is time.
Mm-hmm.
But then also companies are trying to become more creative nowadays in retaining their employees that aren't even necessarily high net worth individuals. And they're providing concierge to their employees now. So just expanding upon our membership offerings there, the types of requests that we've gotten have slowly started evolving. So we'll get requests, for somebody looking for a new auto insurance quote or assistance in planning their son's birthday
party. Or talk about
party.
Something that takes time. That's getting a new auto insurance quote.
Right. So,
that can wreck a whole day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, we are saving time, whether that's a high net worth individual's time or average Joe's time. Time's always valuable. So
what's been one of the more unique requests that you've had that
you can disclose in public that
they threw at you, like something you never handled before? But, I know with Frank Sinatra, they were filming a movie on the East Coast, and they said, tonight let's have chili from Chasen. So they had to fly in some chili cross-country on a plane, on a private jet. So, have you had anything like that?
We've gotten some random requests. Somebody had requested a car service to drive their beekeeper around for the day. The request for somebody to fly their own private plane into Cuba to fish for 2 days, which isn't exactly legal. That was very time-consuming and interesting. somebody had called us at 4 o'clock on a Thursday and said that they were leaving the country in 5 days and their passport was expired.
Oh, great.
And
must have been one of my daughters, because that actually happened to me.
Expedite the expedite.
I had
right?
my youngest daughter. Yeah. My youngest daughter actually got stuck in Switzerland for a week when she was 9 because her passport had expired. And, of course, the U.S. officials didn't notice it. And then, of course, the Italian officials could care less because that's Italy. But you know how the Swiss are punctual and precise?
Uh-huh.
Like, your passport's expired. You can't leave the country. So I had to send a bunch of stuff to the embassy in Switzerland to get my 9-year-old out of Switzerland.
Oh, my gosh. Who was she over there with visiting?
Visiting family and friends.
Really?
But, yeah.
Well, she'll never forget.
On an expired passport.
She won't forget that trip.
Anyway.
Yeah, so.
Flying into Cuba, did you have to use any... I guess political connections.
Was that before you could actually fly into Cuba?
That was when they just opened. Okay. Yeah, they just started kind of
open relations then.
Yes, but you still had to go in under a tour,
right?
And you couldn't go in for leisure reasons. So, without delving too much into that, that was something that we were able to facilitate. You can't just call the Cuban consulate, which is in Washington D.C. They don't pick up the phone. Anyone's welcome to try if they want to spend 6 hours of their life on hold. But we did find somebody to actually walk into the Cuban consulate and, get the requested forms.
So did your client catch any fish?
I cannot confirm or deny that he went.
So, Michelle, you must have some amazing relationships in terms of the resources that you have at your fingertips. They must be beyond just San Diego, nationwide, international.
It is, and we're very resourceful. We have one of our clients that, when he signed up, he himself is very, very connected, and he had asked for tickets to a very exclusive party up at the Pebble Beach Car Show, mm-hmm. 24 hours before the show. Tickets that you can't even get, you have to bid on them. And so he told me, I thought I would just ask you guys and throw it out there and see if you could deliver. And we were able to get him 3 tickets, but we were able to get them even at a fraction of the cost that you would have to bid on. And so he said, once you guys were able to deliver, well, first of all, the savings paid for my membership. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I really understand the value in what you guys do at this point. And, he'll be a client for life now.
Wow. How do you handle the stress? Do you get stressed out at all? Or?
No, I don't think so, because these difficult requests, they don't all come in at once. Mm-hmm. And, I'm just by nature a really organized person. For the last 10 years, I start my day off with a list. And
if you got that temperament where you can keep calm in a storm, you obviously that's probably one of your biggest assets in this whole industry, I would think, right?
Being organized, being resourceful, building good relationships,
I can imagine you get a call come in and, some weird request. It's like, okay, just get to work on
it. We do. Right? And it's funny because we have different relationships with each of our members. They all have very different personalities. And, mm-hmm. and we're a boutique firm. We don't ever want to get the American Express contract. Right. We want to stay boutique in nature and provide really high quality service to our members. And so we really enjoy getting to know their personalities. And so when somebody calls in, they still feel the need to give their name, even though we recognize their voice. And it's just so fun getting to know their personalities, because some people are just so eccentric, mm-hmm. To use a politically correct word.
The thing I found with notable people, they're either pretty well grounded or pretty far out there. And, there's usually no in between.
Your brochure used a term that I've never seen in any other brochure. It was bon vivant.
Yes.
Bon vivant?
Yes.
Rock on tour, bon vivant. I've heard that.
Money. They like to travel. They enjoy the finer things in life. But again, we handle things like walking a dog and picking mm-hmm. up a prescription, any and everything.
So it's sort of like Mission Impossible some days. You come into the office and you open up the envelope to see what your job is.
We are fixers and connectors and problem solvers and
And I see you're right down on Fifth Avenue there. What's the cross street there, 21? I'm trying
Hawthorne. We're right next to Balboa Park.
Oh, so you're Bankers Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Bankers Hill.
Oh, you're right near
it's an up-and-coming neighborhood.
No, absolutely.
Cucina Urbana's right up mm-hmm. there, isn't it?
Yeah. That's an up-and-coming neighborhood right now.
And Park and Laurel. Yeah, Bankers Hill,
Bankers
I think,
Hill.
Right? Or
Bankers Hill. That's one of my favorite restaurants, actually.
Which one is that?
It's called Bankers Hill. It's
really?
The same owner as Market in Del Mar.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Have to check that out.
That's a little hidden gem.
So can you grow to a large size, or by being boutique in nature and having very unique clients, do you have to sort of like limit the amount of clients you have?
Right now we're able to expand and we'll be able to handle the requests that come in, because if somebody was to bring us, say, a portfolio of 100 of their employees, mm-hmm. not all of those employees are going to utilize the service. If you look at American Express Black, or I believe the Mexican version is the Centurion card, or I forget mm-hmm. what the name of it is, but that has the highest usage rate in all of credit cards. And I believe their usage rate is something in the low 20s or high teens of usage rates. So just because we might have a lot of clients doesn't mean that all of them are utilizing us.
Hmm. Now, we mentioned at the break, Richard, that there's an automobile or car event coming up with our next guest at our office. And did we want to talk about that now?
Maybe we'll talk about that with Brenda.
Yeah, I mean, did you want to put that out there to Michelle and see about collaborating?
Well, we already have.
Okay.
But we want to announce it during Brenda's
segment. Okay, we'll announce it during...
But if you like fancy cars, make sure you listen to the second half of the show.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There'll be a lot of them there, is my understanding.
So your percentage of clients, how many are from San Diego County, how many from outside, and who might be the furthest away?
Our furthest away would be Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there were any rich people. The music industry.
Manufacturing.
Yeah. Manufacturing. Okay.
But I would say right now 90% of our clients are Southern California.
Southern California, okay.
Yeah.
So that's L.A. on down, right?
Orange County and down, I would say, yeah.
There you go. Anyway, Michelle St. Clair, thank you for being
our guest. Website one more time, Joe.
Club, ELM, clubelm.com with Elite Lifestyle Management.